The big guns are out in the final days before the midterm elections. The Democrats need to generate a big turnout.
This election is not a referendum. It's a choice. It's a choice between two vastly different visions for America.
Traditionally, the party in the White House can expect to get hammered, and the polls are pointing that way. Joe Biden's low approval rating doesn't help.
Voters, when they can't vote at the top of the ticket, use elections as a referendum on the party in power. And so most of the time, the president's party loses seats in the House during midterm elections.
Losing the House could spell real problems for Joe Biden's agenda and legacy. Since he took power, inflation has spiked, prices for food and gas have risen. His successes in cutting drug prices, addressing climate change, rebuilding infrastructure is not energising voters. Republicans want to end the January 6th hearings, investigate Biden for as yet unspecified reasons, reform how payments are made to US seniors, and some are pushing for a restrictive national abortion law. Biden can veto some of that, but not all. An energised Republican Party could shrink his presidency.
As with any president that exists in a divided government, it will be much more difficult for him to get anything done. And as we know, in an era of polarization, what we've experienced in the last 30 plus years is that presidents in divided government have a very difficult time passing their agenda.
Many Republicans running this time round believe the last presidential election was stolen, and they won't commit to accept the result if they lose. That leaves many experts worried that this could undermine the whole election process.
If there is any sort of massive kind of error, there are challenges, there are recounts, there are audits. So to not concede, to refuse to accept the results, as long as all of those processes have been gone through, is just further erodes trust in the system.
The pain of the economy remains voters' top concern. A hammering here could leave Biden not just unable to push his agenda.
Things are looking good.
But might damage him so badly, the idea of running again in 2024 could be ended right here. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.